Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome spiritual scientist Susan Kennard to our community. We're going to talk about stepping into the seamless love of ascension. Our planet has shifted and so has our vibration, so it's time to move into seamless love. Later on, Susan and her guides will tune in and give many healings and readings. She'll connect in with your heart chakra and really support you in understanding where those blocks are, because those blocks can affect your money, abundance, relationships, your health, your physical bodies. So let's intend to illuminate some of that today and provide some liberation for you. So welcome home, all of you star seeds and luminous light leaders and starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. This is a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage and an invitation to form a beautiful alliance with your divine essence and merge with your sacred origin, to experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and expansion. So welcome to this new moment on a new earth and this really powerful choice point in your ascension journey, as you have the opportunity with all of us gathered here today to create your very own heaven on earth and your very own paradise. So just know that this is a safe haven for you, a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with you as we expand our awareness and allow for soulfully aligned and directed alchemy. So today's show is another invitation into illumination and a heart homecoming with Susan. So I encourage you just to sit back and relax, breathe, open, and receive. We do invite you to subscribe to our show if you haven't already. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, and Stitcher. And please join us in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. And now my favorite question for our journey today. What is the best that could happen today with Susan and myself and all of you? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you want to experience. My intention is to be a clear and pure conduit, an instrument of the divine, in selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us gathered here. And also for healing energy and love, of course, to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in and let Susan and myself know how you're feeling throughout the show in our webcast. And again, we'll take some callers later. Press star 2 to raise your hand for that. Now let me tell you about Susan and then we'll get started. She's known as a spiritual scientist, originally trained in psychology and psychotherapy for over 20 years ago. In the last 12 years, she's added many energy healing modalities to her practice. As a therapist, she specialized in helping people clear their trauma on all different levels. She's trained in meta-health, helping people find their own inner healer and facilitating their healing journey of the body. She is also a specialist in PTSD and has worked with many veterans and others who have experienced significant trauma. Susan has a clear channel to spirit and the higher realms, making her work fast, direct, and accurate. She is a medium and a channel, and she works with her galactic guides. She channels and tones and speaks light language to help others heal their heart field, allowing them to create and manifest more easily. What Susan has noticed is that when your trauma is cleared, more success and love is able to come into your life. She's also an intuitive astrologer and an author. She won the Hay House writing competition, is preparing to publish her book with them called Awaken the Light Within. So congratulations, Susan, on that. And she's just very passionate about helping you remember that you're your own healer and that you can create a truly free and abundant life. So today we're highlighting, again, that it's time to move into seamless love. Does your vibration reflect that you feel deserving and worthy of love? Does your vibration reflect that you feel worthy and deserving of abundance? Well, these blocks in your heart chakra can affect all of these things. So we want you to experience an opening into freedom in all these areas. Plus, we're going to share in and receive an activation later on in the call. Lots to look forward to, so let's dive in. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and joy to Susan as I welcome her back to the show. So welcome, my friend.
Thank you so much. Wow. I had a massive smile over my face as you were talking. When you first started talking, I could feel the energy of your beautiful guides speaking through you. So it was just absolutely very special. So thank you for having me again.
Oh, absolutely. The door is always open for you. And we want to open our hearts today. That's what we're focusing on. Preparing the heart field, you know, especially right now. You know, mentioning that you're an intuitive astrologer, is there anything that you want to share about, we're heading into the Lion's Gate, before we talk about the heart field?
We are. Yeah. How exciting. So very soon, so 8/8, so we are going to be experiencing, it's the new moon in Leo, but it's also the 8/8 portal. And what the guides have said to me about that is this is the time to really believe in your creation. So, you know, whatever you want to really bring into your life and to be of service, you know, it's always about being of service to the collective, but without the detriment to yourself. What do you want to bring in? How do you want to best serve? Is a really key time to align to the ascension.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is the time to really share your gifts with the world.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your specialties and expertise with clearing trauma, so people can really move through a lot of these ascension waves more easily. Tell people about what you do or how your work is. Explain to people who are new to you and your work, Susan, what it's all about.
I mean, the background is that I am a specialist in trauma and have been for sort of nearly 30 years, and that started traditionally as a psychologist and psychotherapist. And then later on as a neuropsychologist and mental health practitioner working with the metaphysical causes of dis-ease. So on many, many levels, I specialize in trauma. And of course, now I have stepped fully out of the spiritual closet, I might call it. And that happened many years ago. And as I stepped out of that, I was able to really bring the guides in. So now what happens is of all of my background with the spiritual, hence the spiritual scientist, and the guides will show me into the field, into the body, into the cells, whatever is going on, where the trauma is, where the toxicity is, where that stop us from truly state of seamless love. They show me exactly where this is, and so I feel very honored and blessed that I have communication, almost like picking up a telephone line. So as soon as I pick up the telephone line, I can hear them and they hear me. So that is just really beautiful, and it just makes the work faster.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, you know, we just used to talk, you know, and I worked in child protection for a long time in London, the child protection trauma specialist. And, you know, we used to talk.
Right.
That would be months and months and months.
The long, hard way. Yeah.
Whereas now it's fast, it's direct, and the people I work with, you know, they say that they have instant release and instant results. So it's very exciting. It's exciting to be in my mission.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you definitely are. So you mentioned your guides, and you work with a lot of galactic guides. And I feel that they're here now, and I do too. So there's a big party of support surrounding us here. Wow. So in choosing this topic, Susan, seamless love, I had never really heard that phrase before, seamless, S-E-A-M, seamless love. What does that mean to you, and why did this topic feel so important?
So we're going through an incredible awakening. And unless you've been in, you know, people have been in a coma for a year and a half, they know that we're going through an incredible place of awakening, which is amazing. But it's also, you know, helped people release a lot of the fears and the worries that they have about living a life as a human, a soul having a human experience. And so what the guide spoke about, you know, along the way, that we had in the heart. And so what they were saying was that seam on trousers, or you call them pants, I have to call it pants, but we call them trousers in the UK. But you have a seam in your clothes and so on. So you have something that's seamed. Well, what they spoke about was that there literally is end. Seamless love.
Okay. Susan, you're coming in and out just a little bit. Occasionally there'll be a couple seconds where we can't hear you.
Okay. It sounds really clear. Is it clear now?
That sounds better. You sound more clear. Yes. Thank you.
So I put the microphone up to my mouth. So essentially, yeah. So what the guide said was that, you know, and they show it to me clairvoyantly, is that everything is of love. And so when we step into the seamless love, then we see everything with love. And that can sometimes be really hard, especially with what is, you know, 3D that we live in sometimes. You know, it's hard to see that with love.
Mm-hmm.
People suffer and people feel afraid. You know, it's hard to see that with love. But really what they say is that as we are fully into this looking at soul's journey with love, our seamless love.
Well, that is beautiful. So how, in our time together today, what is the best way that we can support people in experiencing that? Because like you said, there's a lot going on the planet. Many are experiencing bliss and joy quite often. Many are not. Many are struggling physically, financially, all kinds of things. So some people may hear that and go, how can I get there? How can I truly experience this? So what you're saying is identifying these blocks, is the answer from your perspective.
I mean, I can speak from the way that my guides work with me and the way that they speak to me about it. And the more we are actually doing our inner work and releasing, they call it sort of dust or field. So it's almost like we are dusting the light field. So it is a crystalline light field, and the more we dust it, that's kind of a nice way of looking at trauma. So the more that we dust the light field, the brighter we are. And therefore, our reflection in the universal consciousness is of more love. So we experience then effects that happen in our life that are more aligned to loving ourselves and loving others. And therefore, abundance of money, opportunities, friendships, relationships are the things that come more easily to our experience because we are light filled. So the more light emitting out, we receive.
Mm-hmm. What kind of results do you experience with the people that you work with, especially at this time in our ascension journey? What comes up most, and what kind of results do you notice happening?
Well, I notice lots of things, and there's three things that come to my mind specifically here. One is that the physical body,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed is if people have had in their physical body, whether it's a picture of labels such as cancer or arthritis or physical problems that show up that have a label, whether it's as deep as that, or whether it is just a feeling of tiredness and just not being able to be aligned and just feel sort of out of alignment with life, whether it's that picture, that changes. And as we really start to heal those parts of us, whether it's childhood, past lives, Akashic records, which is what we bring in with us from thought forms from our ancestors and our parents, or whatever it might be, wherever it's held in the field, it's actually perfect to experience that. But now it's time to release it and really step fully on our mission.
Hmm.
Our mission doesn't have to be what we do. Our mission can be whatever it's up. So when we heal these parts, so for example, the physical body is one of the first things that changes. There's a message in their body. It doesn't make them wrong. It just means the body is trying to communicate. The soul is communicating through the body as a barometer for the soul. Okay. Another way is perhaps somebody has worked in a particular profession for a long time and they start to do work on themselves. And they start to realize that they're worth more, or they feel that they're here for a deeper reason, then things change within their environment. So maybe to an end, opportunities mm-hmm. come in. They start to not only work with people on a friendship level, but they start to create maybe a practice. And I've seen this a lot in my groups. They start their own practice, or they start to realize that the gifts that they have are really important to share with the world. That is beautiful. In my membership group, I have that. It's so beautiful to see. The other thing is relationships. Notice mm-hmm. is that people start to do the work on the mirror of the relationship. What that relationship is showing you is a mirror of essence. And we can choose to either just let that go and not do the work, or we can choose to look at ourselves and take responsibility for what we're attracting.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful as well.
Yeah, those are the main things, aren't they? Yes, transition, whether it's in work or our experiences due to things opening up for us, the physical body, and then relationships. So, and this is what you do every day, so you would know. And what I'd like to
do.
See it. Yes, you see it. Mm. So do you literally see it? So when we work with some beautiful beings here in just a little bit, are you able to see in the heart field, or do you just hear from your guides or your higher self what the blocks are?
Many years ago, when I resisted speaking to my guides, and this would have been in my 20s, when I had my spiritual awakening, and I'm now 51 and a half, so it was a while ago, they have been shown clairvoyantly, audiently, and clairsentiently. If I wasn't shown that, I never would have gone on this path. So I think because I was such an evidence person, a scientist, I always wanted evidence. So, yes, your answer to your question is, I do see.
Yeah.
I hadn't have been given that
right.
on that journey, because I'd have been like, no, that's, of course, that's not true. So I had
that's
to see.
That's so interesting. Wow. Because for people who are new to your work, I mean, you were in a more traditional role in a helping profession, of course, but in a very traditional way. So I guess that was necessary for you to really trust and expand beyond that, it sounds like.
Spiritual awakening was somebody coming to me one night in my 20s that had taken their life. And of course, at that time, I was a psychologist and a psychotherapist, and, you know, I was an analyst, basically. And then for this to happen, it was just such a really different experience that put me on the path of awakening, you know, towards essentially understanding that we were so much more than a mind and body. That we were soul, that our soul went on and so on. And so, you know, for me now to help people understand that is just absolutely second nature, because I really resisted it for a long time.
Yeah.
Resisted it. So I wasn't one of those that wanted to be a medium. I didn't want to be a medium. I certainly did not want to be a medium. I resisted it for a very long time. And ironically, I teach it now. I teach people how to be mediums and so on. But it had to be that way for me.
Mm-hmm.
Body, the guides talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone can experience later on. But essentially, they guide me and talk to me, and I can see into the chakras. I can see into the energy field, and I will get shown. Maybe if there's a childhood trauma, I'll get shown the age of the child. I will get shown those aspects.
But Susan, do you notice that there are so many layers? Like you just identifying, you know, perhaps the origin of a trauma, a childhood trauma or a past life trauma. Do you find that identifying that, clearing that, is permanent? I mean, I get that question a lot because, you know, it just seems like there are so many layers of things that we work through on this human journey. What is your perspective on all that?
It doesn't feel permanent to some people. And the reason for that is because shifting timelines, and I know you've spoken about that on your show before, but essentially timelines are, we are a vibrational set point. And so we are stepping in a timeline of now. Line of now is shift that vibration, then essentially we're stepping onto a new timeline. Step onto a new timeline, then we are experiencing other aspects more fully to the next part of ourselves. So we're always, I suppose. So it might feel like trauma, but we 100% don't. And what my guides tell me is that it's something, and because they clear it on such a deep level, it's across all the timelines before and across lifetimes, and, you know, it clears on all of those levels, that it is no longer there. There are other aspects that will come up to be healed in other vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
We had in this lifetime, let's just say abandonment for an example. So we triggered it in this lifetime. We chose our parents and we said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to experience feeling, because this will grow my soul and I'll be expanded. And it will also heal things I've had before where I felt abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And so that trigger of the past, the current life, can be healed, but we also need to look at where the origin of that came from.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're healing it across all of those timelines. So then we can step onto the next timeline. Timeline really for us all now, love that we can see in the world, which is obviously the seamless love. So the answer to that is, it feels like it sometimes, but it is definitely cleared.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I love your perspective. And, you know, I know that people wonder that. And so thank you for that was beautiful. We have so many hands up, Susan, and a lot of people who've written in.
Oh, okay.
So I'd love to get to some of our beautiful listeners. for those of you who wrote into our webcast, if you wrote in a long time ago, you know, from the beginning of the show, please let me know you're still here. That way, if I go to your question, we can get some response and feedback from you. Okay, so Susan, are you ready to do some of these mini healings or readings for people? Again, Susan, you're going to be looking into the heart and really just seeing what's most beneficial for them to hear. Is that right?
And it could be other things that come up as well. And I'll just go with what my guides will give, whatever is the highest and best for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just remember that he is receiving. Then if it resonates with you and you're listening to this, then receive it too.
Yes.
It can be for everybody.
Absolutely. That is a wonderful reminder. So if I call on you, if you could just give us your name and a brief 1-2 sentence synopsis of what's going on with you and how Susan can help. That would be beautiful. That way we can get through as many as we can. So, okay. First caller that
Soft
I'm going
track.
To. Yes. Exactly. Okay. I'm going to area code 801. You're live, 801.
Hello. My name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, I've got a question. Your guest, it sounds like she's an astrologer and a heart chakra person. Anyways, my mom recently passed away, and her son was on my moon, and I feel like it's almost like an opportunity to do genetic clearing, but at the same time, it's just really a lot to kind of process emotionally at a heart level. So anything she can share towards that would be great.
I'm not going to talk astrology with you, because the first thing that the guides are showing me is actually higher heart. Look at you, Deborah. I'm really, so what they do is they kind of, and so what they do is they light up the area where core and imbalance. And so they're lighting up the higher heart. So this is where the thyroid is. And this is associated to feeling that I am not in power. See?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit powerless at the moment.
Yeah. Just kind of lost.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm just having a look deeper at this. Okay, so my guides are sort of my inner vision, and we're having a look at it. Okay, I'm lost, but not. I know that you've lost your mother, and that's a really hard thing to accept sometimes. But they're also really talking to you about your way. And that doesn't mean you've lost your way in this world, because you absolutely haven't lost your way. But the feeling I get is the journey or path, kind of, well, I'm not sure where I'm going now. And this is a really good thing, because what I'm seeing here is the next levels for you are to really expand consciousness for others. So as much as I know it's been a really difficult time losing your mum, but I feel that your mum is helping you with this as well. And I feel that when you were a child, they're showing me you at 8 years old, which is held there in your higher heart. About 8 years old, I feel that there was a really deep relationship with her. Also, dependency, a codependency. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
So, judgment with what we say here, but the feeling I get with this and what the guides are telling me is that actually needs to be healed there. You feel really independent of your life, and that you don't need to feel this codependency, because even if we passed over, there is still that beautiful connection that we have, but there's still the emotions that go with it. So if we haven't worked with those in this lifetime, they still stay with us. So you're still connected to your mum on that level. And so the feeling that I'm getting here is it holds.
Let's
see. Are you still there, Susan? It shows she's still here. Susan, are you there? Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we here? Is it just me?
Really? Wow.
I know, it just got quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Susan, you're back. We kind of lost you there for a second.
I can hear you really well. I could hear everything you were saying.
Oh, we couldn't hear you until now. Okay, we can hear you.
I apologize about that. So what I was saying was, I mean, the guides are really coming in quite fast here, so I don't know what you heard, but essentially what they were saying was that there's still that codependency energy that's there. Okay, so Deborah, would it be okay if we came in and just work on your higher heart there, my love?
Yes, please.
I think that will really, really help you move forward and to really expand your energy out in the world, because I feel that holding you back, as much as your mum has passed and bless her, you know, for being connected to you still, I really do feel that it's time for you to honor your own journey now.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening to this as well and they feel that they had maybe a relationship in that way that was perhaps codependent when they were growing up or even still is, then just to receive this as well. So this is the Palladian Collective. They step in here and they're very pleased to be assisting you. So they're going to come in with a tone. They're going to, it's light codes and it's light language, but it comes in as a tone, as a sound. And what I wish for you to do is to just imagine a magenta. So magenta is a sort of pinky purple light. And just imagine that light going into your higher heart space. You hear this tone. All right, here we go. Deep breath. How is it feeling in your heart space?
It feels lighter.
Check in, and I'm going to have a look at this little 8-year-old part of you. Okay, so we still need to. Mother Mary steps in here and she works with me, the suffering child. So she's coming in here, so just receive her song. And I'm going to watch until this 8-year-old part of you is actually integrated into your heart. So just bear with me. Step 10. All right. How does that feel now?
I feel more calm. I don't know how to explain it. It's like I feel more together. I guess it's
the word that I was hearing from your higher self was complete. And of course, we're always complete. But the feeling that it was that you were saying to me, I feel complete. I'm hearing as well, because your higher self talks to me at the same time, is never ever felt good enough, complete. I was hearing, it was like, now, goodness, my guides are an energy right the way through me, which tells me that it's important now that you step into your full energy of who you are. Long time you haven't. Feeling now that you can step forward, you can really step forward and start to really choose. And these are the words I'm hearing from my guides, is that actually it's time for you to choose.
Wow.
Well, Deborah, I hope that you feel lighter, better, more clear, more empowered.
All of the above.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. So much love to you and many blessings.
Thank you.
And Susan, thank you for that. Okay, I'm going to go to our next caller. Let's see. Area code, 610. You're live, 610.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Susan. This is Gina.
Well, hi, Gina. How are you?
Good, good. I would love a reading from Susan.
Do you have any
particular subject?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Susan, yes, I'm the one, let's see. I think my throat is, you know, that's my speaking. Do I have any blocks anywhere that I could clear?
All right, hold on one second. I'm just going to ask them to, let me have a look. Talking, the first place that I got the energy lighting up was actually in your system, so the skeletal system. And if we were looking at that from the perspective of the emotions, so metaphysically, we would look at our self-worth, look at how much we value ourselves, okay? So when they show me that, okay, thank you. So this is about valuing yourself in the sense of feeling that what you have to say you'd. Sense to you? Do you sometimes feel that, you know, you don't say things because you're not sure how they will be received?
Right. Does this stem from a past life or generational? Or
if does that make sense to you first?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. All right. Have a look. Yeah, actually, they're showing me a galactic lifetime. So it's very much going into times on other realms, okay? And what they're saying to me is that, I can see it all now. What they're saying to me is that it's been quite difficult for you to be in the physical because and really speak as a physical being. Because you used light before, and I'm seeing you, planet, yes. And the light is coming from your, you know, from your third eye, but for the whole of your forehead, like it's a beam of light.
Wow.
And so you're actually not speaking. The communication is through light.
Very.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I'm seeing this, and I'm seeing this in your throat. But where I'm really seeing this is the aspect that I'm hearing here. Is the Palladians are so strongly here, and they're actually, but not in a rude way, they're pointing at you because they're saying, we want to work with you. Remembering that part, our seed part of yourself, to align that with you. So what they're essentially saying is that the reason why you have felt that, felt valued in what you're about to say, it's because what you brought through to bring into this world was of a very different vibration. Singing, thank you. Do you sing? Have you thought of singing? Has it?
Yes.
Before?
I sing to my cats all the time. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, how beautiful. Yeah, that's really beautiful. Because the feeling I get is that when you're singing to your cat, actually, is you're bringing in that beautiful communication. And what they would like to do with you, if you're open to it on your journey of your seamless love of ascension, is to really bring that in for others as well. Because you did it before, many times before. And, you know, you are a starseed. And so essentially, you're bringing that into this planet now, and the planet needs you to do it with your cats. All right. So let me just, or dogs, we love dogs, don't we? So let's just, let me just have a look at this. And I'm just asking them how they want to do this. Okay. Really smiling because they're just having so much fun with you with this, because they really want to work with you, and they want you to really invite them in. So on a daily basis, just say, okay, so if you want me to bring this light in, then do it, yeah? So let me have a look. It's in your throat energy, in your throat chakra energy, almost like the void of the universe. It's like a void. If I looked up into the night sky, I would see deep void of that. And what we want to bring in is the beautiful platinum light. So I just want you to receive this. This is an activation, actually. So this is an activation for you, and it's essentially an activation. So just receive this. Let's see who wants to come in and do this. Okay. So this is actually the being from the Thousand Suns, and he comes in, and it's a very high-pitched sound. So just be aware of this, okay, when it comes through. Just receive, close your eyes, and just imagine this beautiful activation going into your throat energy, actually through your third eye, which is at the bridge of your nose, onto your third eye, into your throat, and throughout, I'm hearing. So here we go. Okay, take a deep breath. Feel into your throat now. Let me have a look as well. I just see the universe, and I see like a spiraling, expanded universe in your throat energy now.
Wow.
That feel?
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Gina, you're galactic.
Know where it's going to go. Yeah. You never know where this work goes, but it goes exactly where it needs to go.
Yeah.
And welcome.
Wow. Well, Gina, I hope that you sing more and confidently, boldly. And I hope this was helpful, Gina.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Blessings to you, Gina. Interesting, Susan, how, like you said, you never know where it's going to go. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go to, now I'm going to area code 914. You're live, 914.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Well, hi, Joanne. Welcome.
Thank you so much. That was a powerful activation. Thank you, Susan. I felt it.
Mm-hmm. How can Susan help you, Joanne?
I came on a little late, so I don't know if there was a specific question that she was asking us to ask, or just
I guess if you're feeling blocked in any way in your heart or body or anything that you could use some help clearing or identifying.
Yeah, my teeth. That I feel like there's a lot of energy that is blocked and held up, old energy in my teeth.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So the guides are telling me that it's, I can't I can't bite into something. So what that tells me, not physically you can't bite into something, but emotionally I can't hold on to something. Okay, so now I'm going to ask them to show me what's going on here. Okay, 3 years old. I'm being shown, and this is kind of lower teeth. I kind of get it. They're showing me the lower part of your jaw and your teeth, the biting part, the lower part. And the feeling I get here, I'm seeing you at sort of 3 years old, and the feeling is that I really don't know who I am in this world. I can't hold on to this. And because they're showing me, it's like the rug was pulled from under my feet, and it's an expression where I feel like I've literally got no idea where my home is. And it feels very much that like a fish out of water, much been the whole of your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's been a recurring theme. Not feeling like I'm fitting completely.
Welcome to the world of being a soul, having a human experience and choosing to be here at this time of incredible awakening of the planet, okay? But I can see the three-year-old part of you, and I'm just asking how they wish to do this with you. Compassion, all right. Yeah, so one of the things that... of you to be more compassionate to yourself. And the way that we can start doing that is by being compassionate to this three-year-old. And age three is a really interesting pivotal time, because we're going from the stage where we thought we were really part of our mother, and of course we are part of our mother, but then we go from this part of us where we know that we are our own individual self. Ego sense, and we start to realize that we are here in the world and we're not literally our mother. And so at 3 years old, this is what I'm getting a sense of, is here, like, oh my goodness, I'm like on my own with this. Okay, so let's bring this three-year-old, and this can be for anybody here listening. So I want you just to imagine, visualize, see your little three-year-old. I've got her here, and I just want you to act with her. Sense of feels about being here in the world. For me. Feel about being here in the world. Hear me?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Let me say, how does she feel about being here in the world?
Oh, we've gotten part of that.
Didn't hear the question. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Imagine that you've got
the fear
with you.
Some fear about being in the world.
Absolutely. So I want you to imagine that she's surrounded by angels.
Hmm.
And those angels are keeping her safe. Just remember in that moment that she is always protected and loved. To say to her, honored. Today, say it out loud, that would just be helpful.
Can you repeat what you said? That broke up a little also.
Honored that you're here today.
Mm-hmm. You're here today. I'm here today.
Honored.
I think it was, I'm honored that you're here today. Yes, yeah, Susan, you're cutting in and out just a little bit, so we're catching parts of it.
strange because it's really clear the connection here. So interesting. Anyway, I'm so honored that you're here today.
I'm so honored that you're here today.
We can both heal.
We're both here.
That we can both heal.
And we can both heal.
Place you in my heart.
I place you in my heart.
Always be safe.
You can always be safe.
Susan, you might want to repeat just one more time the last part.
And looked after by me.
And looked after by me.
Place her in your heart.
I've placed you in my heart.
Hands on your heart if you can. Breathe into your heart. I feel
lovely, very sweet. There's a sweetness coming through.
Mm. And it's your home.
I didn't get that, Susan. Sorry.
So weird. I'm just going to put.
Joanne, I hope that. I could hear it in your voice, Joanne, just this a softness from this. Do you feel different?
Yeah, and, you know, I was debating whether to ask about what I started with or when you said something about the heart and blocking the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of going between which one of those should I say. And we got to the heart, right? Because
yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, I hope that was.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful and very needed.
Yeah, an opening for you. And did something happen when you were three that you recall?
I know that something happened before I was three, where I literally fell down like a black hole in the basement, down a metal.
Wow.
Into a basement, and I'm sure that physiologically did a lot of things to my bone structure and, you know,
right.
And whatnot. So
I'm back.
Hi.
Hi.
We
okay.
were just.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can
hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially, when I look at your teeth now, I can see that it feels like less pressure. So the feeling that I got was that, oh, I'm trying to hold on to something. I'm trying to bite into it. I'm trying to hold on to it. And now it feels like there's just a relaxation in your jaw and in your teeth. The teeth are reflecting that, obviously. Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you feeling?
More of a softness.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned to her that I had debated on whether to ask about opening the heart, and we got to the heart, you know, so that was...
We did.
We got to the next, where I needed to go, through the teeth. So
perfect.
We went through the teeth, which is amazing. And the teeth are just so incredible because they are connected to every part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joanna, a butterfly just flew by my window. I think that... A representative of freedom for you. And
thank you so much, Manny. And it's funny. I also thought, you know, because you said blocks, Carrie, right? When I asked, so I was wondering if now you're nice and clear, Susan, but the going in and out was part of that energetic block.
It could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. The universe shows us a reflection, right? Sometimes I wish they wouldn't, but but we got there. And ordinarily, Joanna, that process, if I were to do that process, you know, with more time, then I would have gone into much more detail about what that little child was experiencing and where mm-hmm. she was experiencing it in her body. But for now, that's a really good way just to give her that sense of comfort, mm-hmm. you know, and love. Okay.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much, mm-hmm. both of you.
All
many
right. Thank you too, Joanne. Okay.
Thank you.
This butterfly is just flitting around outside mm-hmm. my window right now. How beautiful.
That is lovely.
Okay, Susan, what I would like to do now, we'll go to a couple of people from the webcast just because a lot of people mm-hmm. wrote in. But first, let's talk about the opportunity that people have to work with you. And you have two special offers mm-hmm. that can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on her marketplace, and you will see Susan's beautiful smiling face. Click on her mm-hmm. picture. That's such a beautiful picture of you, Susan.
Thank you.
So bright. Okay, you're luminous in this photo. Okay, so the two offers are, the first one is offer A, 3 live group calls coming up beginning Monday, August the 9th. Susan, you have 3 weeks where you're going to be stepping into the seamless love of ascension. But do you want to describe what's going to happen in each of these calls? Okay.
Sure. I mean, the short version is written on the website about the first week being about the body and about activations for the body. But essentially, we will be doing some deep healing. And some of that deep healing, before we do the activations, so we will be doing deep healing on whatever the group comes up with. So it could be inner child work, it could be past life work, it could be anything, as you can see, the way I work. So it depends on what people bring in that energy to the group. But we definitely are doing body codes and activations. And what that means is really aligning this physical body to ascension. Because, of course, you know, we have it carrying our soul. And that's week one. And then abundance codes and activations. So we'll be working with blocks to abundance, it can be money, it can be living an abundant life, and then activating with codes for abundance, so to bring more abundance into your life so that as you step forward, you are living in a freer way, much more easily in this life, because we all need that at the moment in this dimension. We all need to receive abundance and money so that we can be here, and that might change at some point in the future in our lives, but at the moment we need that. And week three is really about our mission. So these will be blocks to our mission, anything that stops us from aligning to our mission, and then codes and activations. And I love the codes and activations in all these weeks because Mikhail Zadak, who is the overseer of the universe, comes in and activates people. So I love that. He comes in with his crystal wand, and sometimes he'll come in with different activations for different chakras. It just depends on what, you know, what is meant in these sessions. And so they're approximately about an hour and a half, but sometimes they do run over, but they're always recorded. So if you can't make the live, then the replay is equal to the power of the actual live call.
Beautiful. So the body, abundance, and then mission. So you're covering it all. And whatever else comes up.
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes. There's a 5-day bonus offer called Heal and Expand Your Light. It's 2 MP3 meditation activations. Light body activation for your mission and stepping into a new timeline meditation and activation. So for those of you who say yes in the next 5 days, you'll also get that. And And that offer A is $111, and we have the 3-pay option for you, if that helps. And then offer B is everything in offer A plus a private session with you, Susan. So
yeah,
a much more personalized experience, and they can use it however they wish.
They can, absolutely. I didn't want to put any restrictions on that because it's really important that whatever you want to use it for, you can use it for. So I work with people with dis-ease in the body. I work with people, you know, with money blocks, whatever it might be, relationships, inner child work, trauma, sexual trauma, you know, child abuse, everything. You name it, I can work with it. And spiritual blocks as well. You know, sometimes we feel that we're holding on to some old energy, perhaps energy that's kept us stuck for a while, and that's in our vibration, in our energetic field. And so I get shown those as well, and they're often contracts and things that we just need to release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anything, emotional, physical, spiritual, anything. So that is offer B. So everything in offer A plus a private session with you. So for those of you who are considering feeling more free in any of these ways, Susan is there to help you. So thank you, my dear, for creating those. And I love when you do these live group things, and then they have the option to work with you personally and privately too. So great combination. And I want to say the group calls are equally effective in a private, personal way, because typically things come up that will benefit the whole group.
Exactly. And people say to me, you know, when they do the replays, they might not be able to be live on the group calls that I run generally. And they're like, well, that was so powerful. And it's because it will be exactly what you need. So it will be exactly what your energy needs. If you sign up to it, you're meant to sign up to it.
Well, and I would encourage, listen to these things multiple times, because even people who listen to this show, each time they listen to it, they hear something new, because sometimes, you're going to hear something new based on your focus, of course, and just kind of where you're at, what you need. So there's so many layers to healing calls that you would benefit from listening to them multiple times. So. Okay, Susan, I know we're going to do an activation, but I'm going to go to our webcast and just peek in here since a lot of people wrote in. Okay, Sherry says, wow, what beautiful activations and healings. I'm wondering if Susan can look into what is going on with my knees and my lower back. Hard to bend and lots of aches and pains. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Sherry, that's right. Yeah, Sherry. Okay, Sherry, thank you for writing in. Okay, I'm just having a look. So my one of my doctor guides is, if you can see this, it's so funny, is standing there and observing and looking and checking in, and I'm going down the spine and I'm looking at, right down there. Okay, so the sacral area of the spine, I'm seeing sort of like a compression there, and this compression is really about, thank you, about not feeling really grounded and safe in this world. So I'm seeing it in the spine, and that's why it feels stiff and achy and so on, because actually there is a lack of movement, of feeling that I am, thank you, I am supported in this world. And so the sense I get with this, the knees are really connected to moving forward, which kind of makes sense because they're in front and they're on our legs. But essentially, it's the knees are reflecting what's going on in the sacral part, the sacral chakra, but the sacral part of your spine. So this is where we would like to do the work. The knees are kind of symptomatic of it, if that makes sense. So I'm just having a look at this here. Okay, right. So this is quite a low tone. So I'm hearing this is the masculine source energy coming in here. And it comes in quite a low tone. And it, what it does is it clears out lower vibrations of fear and, guilt and shame. And I can feel that these elements are held there. And I have to say, Sherry, these are actually not yours. So what I'm hearing is that you've brought this in, and this is an ancestral energetic pattern I can see held in this lower part of the spine. Okay, thank you. So they're talking to me constantly, but they're saying that this is part of your deal. So it's part of your journey to come in and heal this on an ancestral pattern so that it's not repeated again. Okay, so it was part of what you chose to do, but we can release this now. We can release this stuck energy in your spine so that you can move more freely. Okay, So just receive this. Hold on 1 second. And anybody else that is experiencing anything that restricts them in their back and their spine. So here we go. Okay, thank you. So just before they come in with the tone, they're saying to imagine an electric blue energy, almost like a laser, going from the top of the spine all the way down to the coccyx, the end of the spine. Okay, so here we go. Okay, so I watched that, and now they want to put another laser beam all the way through the central column. So just to imagine, I'm seeing this as a golden, almost like a golden stream of light coming down. So this is a higher tone. So hold on a sec. Okay, so now let me look at that. That looks very clear now. And just to imagine, you know, a star underneath your feet, really ground into that earth star underneath your feet. And we are going to do a process shortly. But just imagine right now that earth star underneath your feet and feel that energy being pulled down to Mother Earth, to the earth star, to Gaia. Fantastic. And then connect with the soul star above your head. And so there's a container there, an emotional healing container that they are putting around Sherry so that she just integrates that energy within her spine.
Okay.
And I see the knees as golden now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Golden knees, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry, let us know how you're feeling, my dear. And Susan, thank you for that. I'll do one more that I feel maybe could help a lot of people here. Well, there's two. Which one should I do? Kathy. Kathy from San Jose, California. Hi, Carrie and Susan. Can Susan please tell me what message the guides have for my sluggish energy? I have felt drained since last year.
Okay. I've got it. They've literally just shown me. Okay, so this is about the liver. Okay, so the liver is the planner of the body. And so essentially when the liver is under challenge, okay, thank you, they're just chatting away here. And when the liver is under challenge, it actually affects every other part of our body, okay? And what I'm seeing here in the liver, and it's nothing to be worried about, you know, we don't have to worry about anything here, it's just they're showing me some levels of toxicity. And what I'm seeing here is old medication. So what they're telling me is there's still the energy, the Acturians are coming in here, energy of old medication, okay, from a very long time ago. And I can also see it's not so much medication, but it is other things that might have gone into the body with a needle, let's just say, yeah? And so I can see that in the vibrational field, and I can see this in the liver. So the Acturians step in here, and as they step in here, they come in with so much love and so much light. And I see them as golden. So they come in on the left-hand side. Ishkala, 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 Ishkala. Ishkala, Atiti, Toto, to Ishkala. Ish, 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 Ishkala, Ishkala, Ishkala. Ishkala. Ishkala, Atiti, Toto. Just maybe doing some more work here. Hold on. Okay, there's some deep cleansing going on here, and there is there's something called the ileocecal valve, which comes from the liver and affects the whole digestive system. So they're just working on that. As they're working on that, just many years ago, I trained as a naturopath, and so they're using some of that knowledge of the naturopathic energy as well as the healing energy that they're bringing in here. So they're just showing me this. Okay. Right, okay. Right, that's much, much better, but I would say that is it Sherry? I can't remember the name. I do apologize.
It's Kathy. No, yes,
sorry,
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy. It would be really helpful if you feel drawn to do some one-on-one work with this, because I feel that there are some other levels here of unwanted emotions as well that would be really helpful for you to clear and release. Showing me some other stuff that's come out now, because I can see the shift in the vibration in the liver. So there's more energy actually flowing through the liver now, which means it's flowing through all the other organs in the body. The liver is also responsible for the blood and for the heart and every part of you. But the blood, we want to flow lots of oxygen into the blood, and especially now, because we want to feel really energetic and healthy and vibrant in this life, you know. So I'm feeling that she's carrying quite a lot of emotional weight from the past, but I can see big movement here and a lot of light in the liver now. So I really hope that helps.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, would love to hear some feedback from you and how you're doing. There's a person here that is written in three times, and I really feel I want to address it. Odile, O-D-I-L-E from France says, let me go back to the original message. There it is. Hi, ladies. I feel very down today. I got fired on Friday, did a trial period today that did not work out, so I definitely need a helping hand. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I'm what the guides are showing me here is the ascension process that we're just gonna do an activation for the heart. They're showing me, so I feel this will really help her. What I'm really feeling is that if I was looking at a timeline, I'm looking here at the work that she was doing before, whatever she was doing, was not a vibrational match to her at all. And so to make peace with the fact that that was all perfect and that she was guided, and it's really about, oh yeah, I can see this. So it's really coming into her heart space. I think this activation that we're going to do now is really going to help her, because I'm seeing it coming into her heart and expanding, and I can see the golden light coming in. So I feel they want to do that with the group, Carrie, as well as for her. So we could do that in a moment, which will really help her, because I'm feeling that the vibrational match will come after this. So it's almost like she needed to come into her heart space and really feel what was right for her. You know what would be really helpful is if she feels drawn to come on the group calls or even do some work with me, but to come on the group calls, I think this is really going to help her on many levels.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, to align. Beautiful. I feel like it's been a mismatch for so long. And I think losing that job was a blessing, even though it might not feel like it was a blessing mm-hmm. in the moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I can really see this activation coming in now. So it's almost like I feel they want to help her, but they want to help everyone else as well. And I'm happy to talk afterwards and answer something else, but I feel they're literally revving up the energy here. So
okay, let it flow.
So we'll let it flow.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So let's come into our heart space. Let's put our hands on our heart. And just breathe into our heart. Ah, beautiful. Okay, so I actually do see the galactics, but also the goddess energy coming in here. The goddess energy is really light and free. And it's the divine feminine. So I hear them speaking and they're saying, we wish to bring in the essence of the divine feminine into the heart energy in this activation. Okay. So I want everybody just to connect with their heart and imagine that earth star under their feet. So under your feet, just imagine that beautiful earth star. And just feel that sense of connection to Mother Earth. And then imagine that star above your head, which is your soul star. And this is your connection to the unified light of consciousness and of oneness and the zero point of energy, of manifestation and activation to the divine feminine essence. This essence flows through you. When you are receiving, you're receiving the love of the universe and the love of those that walk with you on this path. So I want you now to imagine that you are gathered together, so all of us together are in a circle of light. Imagine that we are standing as beams and pillars of light, and that we are holding our energy together. And just feel this sense of expansion in your heart. And I see now that Goddess is stepping in, actually into the circle. And they stand in this circle, and each one of you is receiving a beautiful golden sphere of light from the goddesses. And just receive this into your heart energy and feel the expansion of receiving. Feel that love from the divine feminine flowing through you, activating that part of you that is fully worthy and deserving of receiving love, receiving abundance, and stepping fully into your true soul's mission that you chose before you came, many, many moons before. Just feel that essence expand. Beautiful. And I'm seeing that they are sharing with you as they step around, and each one of you is receiving this. It's a beautiful turquoise sparkling light going into your heart. Ah, okay, great. And I can see light codes going in. And these are actually light codes of manifestation I'm hearing. So making it easier for you to create on the earth plane from your heart center. And then I see this now as a turquoise, greeny turquoise blue sparkling light. And now I see this as a magenta golden light. What I'm hearing is that this is the pure essence of seamless love. And an opening to feeling the ascension energy flow through you. Imagine that you're sending out that beautiful vibration of love to the universe, to the collective, to everyone on this planet that needs to feel and receive your love at this time, and to feel that sense of overflowing love coming from your heart, coming from your true soul essence. Knowing that we are all one, that there is no separation. And then just come and connect with your hands and your heart. And the guides are saying to me that they have so much deep gratitude for you choosing to be here at this time to assist in the planet's ascension, expansion, awakening. There is so much love here for you, and there is so much love to come. We ask you to stay in your seamless love. When you see the butterfly, equal to when you see something that feels fearful. See this as seamless love. And hold this love in your heart. As we walk with you, and you are never on your own. And so it is.
That was really beautiful. Oh my goodness.
I could see it. It was really, I could really see it. So beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. That was so soothing. I was kind of laying back in my chair. Like, oh my goodness. How is everybody? Write in. Let us know how you're feeling. That was so soothing, so beautiful, so heart opening and expansive. And let me start going into the webcast and looking in here. Okay, Linda Lewis. Thank you, Carrie and Susan, for this amazing transmission and all that came to be from it. I could just feel the vibration of the whole group rise, and it's such a beautiful thing. Thank you again. Thank you, thank Linda you. Lewis. Linda with a Y, and different Linda. Mm-hmm. Hi, beautiful Linda. Hello, beautiful. Hello, pure sacred ladies. Oh, nice. Thank you. She said, I feel, had to pause and say thank you for that. I feel collectively that we are experiencing more anxiety and sadness today. So this fantastic show has been such a blessing. Thank you both so much. Much love from Linda. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Kathy wrote back in and said, thank you so much. She was the one that you did the reading for. She said, I have had surgeries, so old medications make sense, and the IVs during and after the surgeries. Thank you for the feedback, Kathy. Sherry wrote back in and said, wow, with lots of exclamation points. Thank you so much. Lots of exclamation points. lots of goosebumps and crying, feeling so much gratitude and feeling held and safe. Also, you confirmed what I was sensing regarding healing my ancestors. Very powerful. Mm. So much love to both of you. Thank you, Sherry. Right back to you. And she just wrote back again. I think she wrote that before the transmission. And then she just said, oh, my goodness, indeed. The tears are flowing. Felt so loving and safe and held. The word that came through was recognition. So much love to all. Aw, thank you for sharing that. Lacey said that was lovely, Susan. I'm absolutely receiving the next level of heart activation. Thank you, and thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Lacey. Love you. Wow, feeling all sparkly. How are you doing, Susan?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, obviously when I'm going deep, the guides are really channeling through me. So it takes a bit for me to come back.
Yeah.
But yes, it's really beautiful. And I can still see the imprint of the vision that they gave me as they were doing it. And it sort of reminds me of a healing circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have a really strong feeling that the group called that are going to happen are going to be like that, you know, like everyone's going to be really connected as one in those groups and really help each other heal.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, I wanted to say Odile wrote in and said, I could sleep now right away. Thank you.
Mm.
So beautiful that you're feeling that sense of peace. Thank you for writing in. And Suzanne from the UK said, thank you. That was beautiful. I saw a pure white horse flying through the air with what looked like a cartoon-style spaceman riding it.
Oh, wow.
That's a nice visual, Suzanne.
That's amazing. A UK girl, just like me.
Yes, yes. Suzanne, I saw an image so similar to what you're describing on Facebook today. Someone posted something that looks just like what you're saying.
Oh,
wow.
Goodness.
Maybe I'll have to go find it and put it in our email if I can.
I'll definitely do that. But I feel as well that, you know, the beautiful as you work with the Galactics as well, Carrie, and I feel like they are stepping in so strongly now to work with us and really help us. You know,
yes.
It wasn't all meant to be, but they're really helping us with our vibration of our physical body and our light fields.
Yeah.
So it's interesting if you saw that on a white horse. You know, it's almost like a white horse is pure, isn't it? And the Galactics are equally pure.
Yes. So for those of you who are feeling it, join those sacred circles, you know, the group calls if you're inspired to do so, or a private session with Susan. Actually, that would be both. You'd get it all. But Susan, so as we wrap up, my dear, any final words or message for these beautiful souls?
So what I'm hearing is that at all times, Gaia is supporting us on this journey. Mother Earth is supporting us on this journey. And she is so grateful that we are here stepping forward with our light to heal the planet. To remember that each day you walk not only with one other, but with the unified light of consciousness from this planet and all other planets that are helping you to align more fully to your true, pure soul's essence. Never feel that even in the darkest days that you may feel you cannot go on. Know that there is always light within you, and we hold that light forward for you to follow. Take our love as we feel your love for us. It is equal. There is no separation. Seamless love is all there is. And so it is.
And so it is. Beautiful. I loved our time together, Susan. Thank you, my dear, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. And to everybody who's joined us, all of you mystical, magical, beautiful beings, thank you for your time, your willingness, your readiness, your love, your presence today. What an honor and a gift to have you with us. Take a moment and really ask yourself how you're feeling, what stood out for you, what has shifted for you, what's different. And then just continue to keep that heart open and receive the bountiful, beautiful blessings that can flow to you now that that space has been created. Open up to receive the benefits of everything that's been ignited here today. And of course, please consider the wonderful opportunities to expand on this healing journey with Susan. So, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful call today. Remember, everyone, that you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing and powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.